Okay, welcome everyone to the 12th of September 2023 Meander Valley Council meeting. Evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entrance of chambers. In an emergency alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. I now declare the meeting open at 3:02 p.m. Attendance and apologies. Deputy Mayor Cameron is an apology just at the moment. She has a child that is sick and she's waiting for a babysitter, so she will come to the meeting when she can, so which is probably only about 10 minutes away. So I just begin today by acknowledging the Palitoa Kanaha past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today, and pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. So before we start proper, I'd like to congratulate John Harmy as General Manager, appointment of the General Manager of Meander Valley Council. Don't know whether we pass condolences over now, John, or not. But anyway, congratulations and look forward to working with you. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Moving on. Confirmation of the minutes. Would somebody like to move? Somebody like to second the minutes, please? Councillor Dornoff, thank you. Seconder, please. Councillor House, thank you. Any discussions on the minutes, councillors? If not, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. Thank you. Against, that's unanimous. Thank you. Declarations of interest.
None received, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. The council workshop report is in the agenda as it's in front of us. And then we move on to the mayor and councillor reports, which listed. Are there any additions to the mayor and councillor reports? Councillor Sinfield.
Yeah, I went to the lift launch event on the 1st of September.
Sorry, councillor, I'm going to have to ask you to use your microphone. We're not used to using our microphone, so.
I attended the. Was it the first? Anyway, I attended the lift launch event in the town hall on whatever date it was on.
Thanks, councillor. Any other additions, councillors? Take that as no. Thank you. Moving on to petitions. Petitions, General Manager?
No, there are no petitions received, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Community representations. Yep. Moving on to public question time. There is questions that have been asked in the agenda and there are responses in the agenda as it stands at the moment. And move on to public questions without notice. So if there are any public questions without notice, you have a time limit of 3 minutes per question with usually 2 questions per person. So just get my timer up, Deb, before you start. On the clock. In your hands.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Debbie Smith, and I'm the manager of the Deloraine House, situated in Deloraine, and of course, Meander House, situated in Meander. For a long time, there has been a caravan park in Deloraine. It's a picturesque and beautiful place to stay when visiting our town. I understand the arrangements between council and the existing lessee expired many years ago. I also understand that council have been in recent negotiations with Crown regarding the lease of the river corridor throughout the entire township of Deloraine, and the subsequent agreements are now in need of updating. Considering the recent Integrity Commission report regarding recruitment of Tasmanian councils, the Integrity Commission has warned that the Tasmanian local government sector is exposed to perceptions of nepotism and cronyism. My question is, How can Meander Valley Council guarantee that there will be no nepotism or cronyism during the selection of the lessee for the Lone Caravan Park? And my second question is, will Council commit to a fair and transparent process of the tender for Old Roman Caravan Park, given that there has been interest demonstrated by more than one party?
Thanks, Deb. John Harvey.
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, I can contribute some points to the discussion that Deb has raised there. So, that's right. For a long time, Council has had the Deloraine Caravan Park along the riverbank between the pool and the Wildwood area. So, that area there is identified. Council renegotiated a lease for that area from the state government at the end of last year. I think it was October 2022 off the top of my head on that one. So we have already made those arrangements. So the Apex Club of Deloraine is the current operator, the current manager of the site. They do not have a current lease, so that's correct as well. They do have a constructive lease where the conditions of their lease has finished, but they have continued to maintain the site in accordance with what would have been the conditions at the time. So that's continuing to occur. Council haven't made a decision on their way forward. I think we've had discussion at three workshops that I have been involved with, two more recently. We had a discussion at the July Council meeting. I think Deloraine House may have sent an email and responded to that. I think we may have had a quick chat at a meeting for another purpose. That was around the 10th of August on that one. Since subsequently, we had a discussion at the August workshop and also had a discussion with the Apex Club of Deloraine too. Myself and two other members of staff met with them on site to talk about the way that they have been managing the site and, I guess, the lease arrangements, as discussed there, and their intentions for the future. Council have invited the club, so whilst I've had discussions with them, invited them to come and have a discussion with our councillors. Council will form a decision in the future, and they'll either be an open or closed council around before entering into any lease. That's right, that I expect to be the case. So, as I said, to backtrack a little bit, Council haven't made a decision on the way forward, but they are all things, based on our discussion, Deb, I've relayed to our councillors, Deloraine House's interest in the site as well, so I've made that point known as well.
Any other questions?
Good afternoon, Mayor and Councillors. my name's Tanya King and I'm a project officer at Deloraine House. And further to the questions asked by Manager Debbie Smith, I would also like to ask, what due diligence have Council conducted with regard to the Apex Club's operation for the Caravan Park? And in particular, what financial documentation has been submitted by Apex to Council?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I think I'll probably say that Apex haven't submitted financial documentation to Council in recent times. That's not to say that they haven't earlier in their management of the site. So in recent history, I'm going to say, in the last 10 years, they wouldn't have submitted financial reporting. However, I actually raised that point with the Apex Club of Deloraine when I recently caught up with them on site. And their response to that was, as a public organisation, their financial information is publicly available. So while that's not solely related to the management of the site, that's the response that they gave to me at that time.
All right, I will reintroduce myself now as Tanya King, resident of Westbury, and ask a question further to my question with notice in today's agenda, and with regard to subdivisions and development in Westbury. Could council please advise on what date did the zoning change, and in particular when the specific area plan for Westbury was implemented?
I'd say we're going to have to take that on notice, Tanya. They're looking at each other, so we'll have to get that information back to you.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, and we'll state those in the agenda for the next council meeting so that they're accurate for you, Tanya.
Thank you.
Councillor Sinfield?
Very minor, just going to contribute that there are probably two dates that are relevant to the specific area plan, because we changed a bit immediately opposite the school from memory, if that's relevant to what's being asked. So just flagging that there are probably two iterations of the...
Thanks, Councillor. Any other questions from the floor, from the public gallery? Like that is no. Very good. So moving on then to councillor question time. So we have a question that is John's normal question when he raises it, actually in the agenda. Thank you, John, for that. Any other questions from councillors? Councillor Loader.
Just a follow-on question from Annette Camino's question. Is it possible to have a timeline as to when we can expect the Westbury dump point, and particularly, has a site been chosen?
Thanks, Councillor. Dana or John, or take it on notice?
Yeah, I'll...
Take it on notice?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Councillor. I'll take that on notice. Thank you. Councillor Dudman.
Thanks, Mayor. I'm just after a bit of clarification following, I think, Tanya's question. The General Manager said that financial documents haven't been submitted from the constructive lease of the caravan park. Is that a requirement under the contract, or is it just... Is it a requirement that the financials be provided to ourselves as the lessor?
So through you, Mr. Mayor. From my reading, the lease from 1986 has reporting obligations that would include financials that haven't been provided. That's probably the response for you. There were discussions around a new lease in between 2002 and 2005, which I think the conditions were different, but yeah, I guess that's a response. So it was in the 1986 agreement that we were talking, going back quite some time ago now with Deloraine Council, but that hasn't been provided to us in recent time.
Just on a supplementary, the agreement that you mentioned from around the 2005 mark, was that enacted, or are we still on the original agreement?
That's right. It was. There was a number of points of negotiation in that period, 2002 to 2005, but a formal agreement, a management agreement, wasn't finalised. So the 1986 is what we would be discussing as the most relevant around the terms of use for the constructive lease.
Thanks, councillors. Any other questions, councillor Temple?
Just my usual regarding the prison, Mr. Mayor. Is there any updates?
Not from myself, councillor. No.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No, we haven't received any correspondence relating to the state government's proposed northern prison project.
Any other questions, councillors? There is no. Okay. Moving over, thank you for question time. We will move on then with the agenda, which is infrastructure services. 15. Also, for those in the gallery, can you make sure you submit your questions? Thank you. Thank you.
If anyone's
not familiar with it, thank you.
Thank you. Council will not be acting as planning authority today. There are no planning items for us to this item in front of us. So we're moving to infrastructure services. The first one is the proposed road names for the state. Would somebody like to move? Somebody like to see? Councillor Dornoff, thank you. A seconder, please, councillors. Any councillors for a seconder? Wow, Councillor House, just by a nose. Okay, Councillor Dornoff has the move of the motion.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Firstly, it's a very interesting development. Look forward to seeing it progress. And I thank the developer for providing the names. Obviously, it's their prerogative what they do call these streets, but understanding that they'll be under the care of the council in the future. I certainly would like to see future developments have an aspect of historical reference, either to the land or the people around that area further. That's basically my two cents.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor House, the seconder of the motion.
Oh, look, I have little to add, I don't think, Mr. Mayor. I'd say a fair degree of consideration has been given to these names, and I'm supportive of those in their entirety.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Sinfield.
Just if you want to comment to pad it out, it'll bring a whole new meaning to being barred from the casino precinct, if you know your poetry. And hopefully we won't have any stormwater issues in Clarence or Clancy.
Overflow.
Oh,
that's about all I can add to the subject.
Any other things that councillors can add?
How could we beat that?
I don't know.
You're leaving a legacy there.
Generational joke, is it?
Yeah.
Past day. Better
not. Clancy,
the overflow.
Clancy, though. I do understand Clancy.
Okay. Yeah, moving on, councillors, anything else to add? Nope. We go back to the second of the motion. Councillor House, anything to add?
Nothing to add.
Back to Councillor Dornoff as the mover. Nothing to add. Right, put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. Against? That is unanimous. Thank you. Infrastructure services. So, somebody like to move, somebody like to second, please. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Seconder for the motion. Councillor Loader, thank you. Councillor Dudman has the move of the motion.
Nothing of significance to say, other than I'm sure that the communities that will be receiving adjustments will be very pleased that we are getting on with the job at hand.
Councillor Loader, seconder. Nothing to add. Open for discussion, councillors. Nothing to add, councillors. I want to say thank you to the team that puts this together. Thank you, Dino, as the Director of Infrastructure Services, for continuing to make sure that the adjustments that come before us for ratification are true and correct and are appropriate. There's a lot of work that goes in that obviously we don't see, and certainly a lot of work that our residents and ratepayers don't see. So thank you for that. I'll be supporting the motion on that basis. Any other discussion, councillors? No. Councillor Loader as the seconder of the motion. Nothing. Councillor Dudman? No. It's pretty easy. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That's Johnston, Kelly, Loader, House, Dornoff, Dudman. Against? Sinfield and Temple. Thank you. Motion has passed. Councillor Kelly, you want to
close the meeting?
You're a little bit quick, but anyway, just give me to get there. Right. The motion to close the meeting. So we have Councillor Cameron joining the meeting just as we're about to close the meeting.
Oh, Councillor really?
Yeah. So Councillor speedy. Kelly has moved to close the meeting. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Dudman, thank you. Any discussion on closing the meeting? I don't imagine so. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands.